It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Yes, it is. Friday, August 30th, as the month drains out, just drains out, 59 and sunny right now. What a beautiful day and a great day to have Brianna Koval in, Miss Positivity.
Good morning.
Standing on the other side of my console here. Good morning.
Yes, how it is doing? A good morning.
It is
beautiful
a good morning.
Outside.
It is. It's beautiful. We don't have to, by what I'm hearing, be too concerned with what the weather's going to do for the next week. Because, you know, when you look outside, that's pretty much hopefully the way it's going to stay.
Yes, and it's going to be warm.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can just revel in the fact that it will be a nice Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
Many times we end up with a cooler or a soggy Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah. They've been messy.
Exactly. But this one's going to be in the 70s, maybe touching 80, depending on where you are. Maybe a bit breezy at times. But, like, generally speaking, it's going to be very nice.
Take that and run with it.
Exactly. And I think that's what Mick said. He said, just take it and go with
take
it.
Take and run. Get after it. Definitely.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's talk about, we talk about planning and family planning with drills and information, because that's basically what you do. That's what you're all about.
Correct.
Good common sense information. How does that apply when kids go back to school? It kind of the dynamics kind of change, right?
Right, absolutely. Because suddenly your kids may have been in a care facility or in a youth program, or they were at home all summer long. So everybody was kind of set in their ways on this was what how we were going to do things. This is how mom and dad are going to get a hold of you if something's going on. This is how you can contact us and et cetera. Well, now that school is starting again, everybody jumbles around.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in different places and we have different schedules. And how are we going to contact each other if something happens? Because not all kids have cell phones.
Yeah.
You know, obviously some are too young and some don't. Some parents don't want their kids to take their phones with them throughout the day because obviously phones are expensive and they break, and that's a whole nother world. But how are we going to communicate if there's an emergency and we're all in different places?
Yeah.
So I think it's just a good time to have that discussion before school starts or as school is starting, depending on what district you're in. So you can get on the same page and everybody knows, okay, this is how, you know, we're going to get a hold of mom. This is how we're going to get a hold of dad. Maybe keeping those phone numbers on a little note card in your kids' backpacks, because not everybody remembers phone numbers anymore. I can remember two phone numbers, my husband's number and my home phone number.
We don't have
child.
To. Yeah, we don't have to remember them anymore.
So it can be really hard to remember those phone numbers. So maybe writing them down, putting them in the backpack so then they have that emergency contact information with them. Obviously, the schools have that information, but if your kid is, you know, walking home from school, riding their bike home from school, they're at sports practice, and something goes wrong or they just need to get a hold of you, having those phone numbers with them is super important. And then vice versa for you. How are you going to get a hold of your kid if they are, you know, transitioning home from school, or they're at activities, or, you know, lots of kids are at different activities throughout the evening too. So how are we going to mesh all of that together? So just having that conversation really what needs to happen.
Absolutely.
There's not a whole lot of planning that goes along with it. Just having the conversation is the plan in itself.
Well, and why do you need a plan? Well, and this is where you can cure me of my ignorance here.
Sure.
Okay, and you can do this. What about the people that say, hey, it's late August, early September, why do I have to worry about severe weather? It's just not going to happen.
Was no one paying attention the last couple days?
Exactly.
Well,
tornadoes everywhere.
Right, and I think we brought that on ourselves because we had a conversation last week on how we get into the end of August, early September, severe weather becomes less of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the weather has been shifting as far as temperatures and all these things lately. Yes, it's been weird, which has made these environments where we've had some volatile storms. And yeah, they had long-lived tornadoes in northern and central South Dakota. Some out by Bismarck, torrential rains up in Crookston and Grand Forks. And, you know, we're getting to the end-ish of severe weather season, but that doesn't mean it still can't happen.
Right.
But on a positive note, this weekend we have really nothing to worry
about. It's going
to
be beautiful. It's going to be a great weekend.
But don't put your guard down yet, because we can still have severe weather throughout September and into early October. It just becomes less common.
Sure.
But still happens, just less common.
All right, now I get to dig around in your personal life. Let's talk scouting, because you're a scout mom. What's going on with the scouts?
Some of the scouts are going to go on another camping trip, at least the Boy Scout troop. They're going to be going on a camping trip in the Sandhills in a couple of weeks, and then they're going to go to another camp in September up by Brainerd, where it's actually Oregon Trail themed.
Nice.
Exactly, where they have to pull these wagons around, I guess, and do all of these challenge activities and stuff, just like you would.
That sounds like
on the
fun,
Oregon
actually.
Trail computer game that we, you know, grew up with.
Yeah.
As far as the Cubs, it's recruiting season. So if you have a child that's kindergarten through fifth grade and they're interested in scouting, watch for the flyers that'll come home or the emails that'll come from the schools with that recruiting information as far as recruitment night. And then you can go and visit with those leaders and get a little more information.
Now, your son is a proven crack shot archery. When does all that start up again?
We won't start until December.
Okay, so that's a while down the road.
Yep.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that he isn't still practicing.
I'm sure he is.
We went camping in South Dakota a couple weekends ago, and they had an outdoor range. So he, of course, brought his bow with, and him and my husband were shooting a little bit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Can't wait for that season, but it's football season right now.
It is. Friday Night Lights.
Exactly. Yeah. Or if you're, you know, you got a youngin' still, it's flag and tackle football, which their games start up next week. So it'll be an exciting couple months with football.
All right. And you're Vikings fans, too. So, join me in my misery because, you know, that's just being a Viking fan.
Maybe it's going to be a great season.
Uh-huh.
Let's not do that yet. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. We'll leave it at that.
I mean, it's starting out as a train wreck, but it's going to be great.
Yeah, we could say that. Okay,
yeah,
let's go with that angle.
Fingers crossed.
You're right.
Yep.
Brianna Colville, great to have you in here. Listen, you go out and have the best weekend ever because the weather's going to be beautiful.
Absolutely. I will try my best.
And are we going to see you next Friday?
Yes, you will.
All right. Brianna Colville, Wilkin County Emergency Services. We talk with Brianna every Friday here at this time. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Going to be talking big goings-on at St. John's School here up in a couple of minutes. Hang on.
Listening to the radio.